ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we are going to be examining a question related to a Quranic concept. And this question is about the gardens of paradise and the gates of the gardens of paradise. You know, that in the Holy Quran, the paradise in heaven has been described as having gates, many gates, eight gates. For example, in one verse of the Holy Quran, we read the following: Gardens of Eden, whose gates are flung open for them. So sometimes people ask, what are these gates, these eight doors of paradise? What do they signify? You know, what do they mean? Why are there eight gates? This is a matter that, you know, we cannot understand through reason. It's something that we have to examine from a religious point of view by taking references to, you know, religious texts like the Holy Quran or hadiths. Fortunately, we have a number of hadiths which alludes to these gates and what they are. In one hadith from Imam Ali alayhi salam, we read the following, that paradise has eight doors. In this hadith, the Imam, he mentions the fact that, and he clarifies that these gates, each gate is for a specific group of people, you know, or to put it better, in better words, each gate is for a class of people, you know, a class of people with a specific characteristic and feature. Let's read the hadith and it will make more sense upon reading it. Imam Ali alayhi salam says, Paradise has eight doors, a door through which the prophets and the truthful ones will enter. So one of the gates of paradise is a gate for the Anbiya, and the Siddiqun, the prophets and the truthful ones. A door through which the martyrs and the righteous will enter. The Shuhada and the Salihun, they will enter one gate. Five doors through which our Shia and our lovers will enter. Five doors in which the Shia and the people who are fond of the Ahlul Bayt, you know, will enter. Now, here the Imam doesn't clarify whether these five gates, each gate is for a specific group of the Shia, or no, they're just, you know, the five gates because there's a lot of Shias. This is something which cannot be gathered from the hadith in any case. In continuation, the Imam says, a door through which the rest of the Muslims will enter. There's another door, which is for the people who are not Shia. You know, they will enter through that door. That is, the Imam clarifies who he is referring to by Muslims, he says, that is, those who bear witness to there is no God but Allah and do not bear an atom's weight of enmity towards us, the Ahlul Bayt. You know, so these are people, first of all, this clarifies the fact that if somebody has enmity and hatred towards the Ahlul Bayt, he cannot enter the paradise. But if he's not specifically, he doesn't belong to the Ja'fariya, you know, faith, it's not necessary for him to, you know, to necessarily go to hell. He can still enter paradise as long as he doesn't harbor enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt. And there's a specific gate which is allocated for these kind of people. They will enter the paradise through that gate. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the significance and reason for the multiplicity of the gates of paradise. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to English Radio at irib.ir.